and unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect Dharma is rarely met with, even in 100,000 million kalpas, having it to see and listen to remember and accept. I vow to taste the truth of the Tathagata's words.
I hear myself think all the time, but I don't always hear myself double my talk. Okay, I have to get used to it. Welcome. It's always a great pleasure to see Jikoji Sunday visitors, Jikoji Sangha, and Floating Zendo Sangha. And that includes some members of the Floating Zendo San Diego Sangha, all here together. It's really wonderful. And for those of you who have been coming up here for years or months or practicing here and working here, I'm just so grateful. I'm really grateful that you're keeping this place going all these years. Angie was working so hard on this place with others a long time ago, and I was even coming up here to Sasheen's when it first started. And here we are, and everything's beautiful floors and heat and all the conveniences, and the recent work on the grounds is beautiful, and difficult work you've been doing, putting out that accessible path all the way to the Zendo, which is the way it should be, right? Finally. We finally were able to finance that and have the workers do that, and I'm so grateful. Thank all of you. I don't know how much all of you worked, but I know you've come up here on working Saturdays, right? And I know Doug is, he's got work for us to do. Whenever I see him, there always is work to do. This is, this sesshin, including Judy's ordination at the end of sesshin in the afternoon, Angie wanted me to say, is the end of Floating Zendo's practice period. And just, it seems a really good way to acknowledge one point and then you're starting on another one. Yeah. John talked yesterday, a wonderful talk on Zazen. And then just bringing the Heart Sutra into the room, Abby was reading it, and John was talking about it. And I think it's really important to hear it. It's, as John said, that it was one that Dogen called a sutra. And I don't know what he called his other ones, talks, teshos. But because he said the mountains and waters are a sutra. And we're so lucky to be studying that here And the way we're studying it is not by reading it. The way we're studying it here, we refer to it and we're reading parts of it, but I mean when we're outside the Zendo, we're studying it in the mountains and the waters, and when we're in here, we're studying it in our zazen. Our zazen, I think, our practice and our walking and what we do as humans and as individuals, I mean, getting down to a more narrow point there, each individual with each past history, inclinations, inherited traits or characteristics or voice, all that that is unique is manifesting reality in the same way by manifesting our true nature. That is us, individually and shared with the mountains and the waters. I mean, I love to read poetic works, poems, actually. And I've been looking at and reading the mountains and sutras for mountains and rivers, it used to be, mountains and waters for a long time. Yeah, a long time. Since I was practicing with Koban in Santa Cruz before Jikoji. And I would read it, and I couldn't get through the whole thing when I first read it. So that seemed to be okay. We weren't encouraged to study. To study in terms of my notion of what study was. You know, I was, I studied poetry in college, and I knew from that you don't try to figure out what it means. So in that sense, it wasn't so difficult for me, I think, as for other people that are, you know, because I've taught poetry in colleges, and people, when they're first encountering it after not understanding it, and maybe being taught this way early on, I don't know, but they want to figure out what the poet is trying to say. It's like they're trying. They're really just saying. What's happening is we're trying to figure it out based on an understanding that is different from the kind of knowing or understanding in the doing of our practice, which is just doing zazen, just sitting and being. My mouth is opened. I can't think of anything else we're doing. Oh, we're thinking, coming and going. But we're thinking, we're suffering, of course. But, you know, Dogen tends to talk about beyond that. And certainly Koban talked about our lives and our suffering, because he was kind of probably besieged by many of us coming for Dokusan with their personal problems. And he fully validated that that part of our life was also our practice. It was our practice when we were living that part of our lives, and we always are. Even at Sesshin, we have our jobs and things to do and forgetting things, like I won't mention things, but I didn't mean you, Abby, I meant myself, actually, in case you were thinking. I forgot my bowing mat. But our Zazen is this opportunity that we have to let go. This kind of samadhi of Zazen is a very active one. It's not like it's passive, no thinking. There's a lot of activity going on in Zazen, and it's us. I talked in February, we were talking about Bindoa and a commentary by Uchiyama, I really admire, and he talked about it and explained the self, making the self into the self, was our samadhi. And you could study it and try to figure it out, as I did for a little while before I couldn't. Which self is he talking about? Suzuki Roshi, it was really wonderful to read Suzuki Roshi, Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, before I went to a Zendo, and it seemed he spelled it out. There's big mind and small mind, and that's a really good way to think of it when you're looking at Dogen. And also, though, he goes on with much more real, still very real, and to me, I don't want to say complicated, but even more profound teachings as Dogen, Koban, all the Zen masters I admire, and all the ones I don't know. It's always the self making the self into the self. It's always its unique person. It's always, always this huge reality that we are part of. Part of us. And so it's no wonder I can't express yet, maybe never, in any direct way, what exactly our poet Dogen is trying to say. He's really saying it. So I just have to accept that he's saying this, and let myself be open to not knowing. Okumura, who is a student of Uchiyama's, Uchiyama and Koban both studied under the same master. When Koban was younger, he was in college. He studied with Koto Sawaki. Roshi, and so did Uchiyama, and then he went on to finish school. He was encouraged to go back, finish your university, and then of course go to Heiji, because that was what one did. And but Uchiyama just kept there, even when no one was in the monastery. He just kept there sitting for years and years and years and years, and finally some people started to come. Anyway, where was I? Okumura explains studying, as I said before, I think last time, by giving the character of a bird, the Chinese character of a bird learning to fly. And the way a bird learns to fly is not by taking notes or trying to penetrate this ultimate reality of how to fly, but just being a baby bird watching his parents, I suppose, if they watch the way we watch, sensing, in sense, the way birds sense that I can never know his parents flying, her parents flying. It's so I like that. That's studying. That makes it a whole nother thing. Again, our sitting zazen is studying the self, and it's a long study, but at the same time we're forgetting the self, and at the same time we're realizing the self together with all things. So that's what, in a nutshell, that's what Mountains and Rivers Sutra is doing. Also, thinking of being a baby, when I was first ordained, I had to go out there, and I was nervous, and I had to go out there in just my white kimono, and then my friends helped me put on this black kimono, and then Angie, that was for a lay ordination, and then Angie put my rakusu over my head. But she told me, just go out there, you're a baby. You're a baby, you don't have to think. It's all going to happen, it's all been organized. All you have to do is go out there. And it felt like I was going out there in my underwear. and it was true. It was a relief. It's fun, Judy. You know that. So that was a kind of studying and learning. Okamuro talks about what I think is the same word in Mountains and Rivers, but I don't know. But he's going from the Chinese characters, breaking them down, which I found so valuable. And he broke them down into what they're saying is doing when we're sitting. We're doing, not understanding. When we're studying, we're doing, not understanding. We're doing what we're doing. And when we're reading and studying like this, you read the mountains and waters, and the first couple sections, you're like, I don't get it. I love it, but I don't get it. And that was my first reaction. And then later on, I enjoyed the poetry. And since then, I haven't had to try to understand it until I found that we were going to talk on the mountains and waters. So I'm making my way through in my own way, and each of us can do that. A few things to say. And try to keep my place. Let's see if I said them. Oh, this is from Bodhidharma in China, I imagine, talking to the people who are, talking to the people who are Chinese, right? And he said, Buddha, the word Buddha is Sanskrit for what you call aware. miraculously aware. And the first line I think of, mountains and waters, mountains and waters right now are the actualization of the ancient Buddha way, each in its unique reality realizes the whole reality. So that's why we're like the mountains and waters. It's one reason. It's probably the big reason. I can't break down any other reasons. Each of us in our unique reality realizes the whole reality. And we've heard in the Genjo Koan that even though we realize it, we might not necessarily know that we realize it. Certainly when you're in Zazen, if you do have a moment and you say to yourself in thinking mode, I just realized this, you might want to you can always verify that. My thoughts were more like when I went to my first sesshin after only practicing for 3 months, 7 day sesshin at Hidden Villa, it was like, if I just sit here, I'm not going to move. I'm just going to sit here. I'm just going to sit here until I get enlightened. So I'm still sitting here. I'm not waiting for anything. I'm just really. I want to be with you all. I want to be with you all sitting, and I want to. To contribute in the way everyone's doing. And this is a new way. There's a poem I wanted to read, as is my wont. And it has a comment by Dogen. This is, again, by a Chinese poet, lay person Toba, or Su Shi. The sound of the valley stream, excuse me, is his great tongue. The colors of the mountains are his pure body. In the night, I have heard 84,000 hymns, but how to tell it to people the next day? And Dogen said in his kind of commentary, Master Toba's insight enabled him to receive enlightenment when he heard the valley stream. It's a pity. You see this a lot in Dogen. It's a pity there are people who don't realize the universe is portraying the actual body of Buddha. The wonderful Buddhist way, mountains and rivers ceaselessly proclaiming the truth. Maybe at this point someone has a comment or question. I have a little, just another poem to read, but just without thinking.
Paula, I have a question, or maybe it's a comment. I find poetry easier if it's read out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I appreciate that we're reading the Mountains and Waters Sutra out loud.
Well, there's lots more. Thank you. Yeah. Well, it is. It's written. It's next thing to music. And it's certainly written with that intention. Of course, we don't know the Chinese, but the translators, I've been told, have done a beautiful job on this. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. Was that my signal that I have 5 minutes? Oh, okay. Here are my... How time flies! Okay, here are the two poems. One is... I just wanted you to read two poems. One is by a Zen master several generations before Dogen, and he was not exactly the Soto school. He was considered, maybe had quietist leanings, but Dogen really admired him, Sheng Zhe. I didn't say it right, but here's his poem, and Koben wrote Zazingi Ji based on this poem, but he couldn't resist adding his own poem at the end. And if you look, you'll see the difference in what's come down to us from Dogen, and it's still going on here. The last stanzas of each. So this is Zhong Zhui's. Water is clear to the bottom, where the fish swims without moving. The sky is vast and boundless, where the bird flies away and disappears. Dogen is clear water all the way to the bottom. A fish swims like a fish. Vast sky, transparent throughout. A bird flies like a bird. So that really was the 5 minutes, huh? Thank you.
Beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Illusions are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. Dharma gates are boundless. I vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I vow to become it.